The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, the Democrat governor of Arizona does not want any radical, negative, dangerous, harmful materials in her public schools in Arizona. No, 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 no. Not under her watch. There will be no signs, no posters on the wall with bad things that could hurt the kids, traumatize the children. But those evil Republicans tried to sneak it through anyway. Yes, those evil Republicans in Arizona tried to sneak legislation through that would put sayings, things up on the walls in Arizona's public schools. But Katie Hobbs said, no, 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 I will veto that legislation. We will not have that kind of material in our schools. Now, was she talking about some of the porn that most public schools have in their libraries today? No. Was she talking about the obscene Planned Parenthood sex education materials? No. Is she talking about, like, the Communist Manifesto? No. No. Well, what did she object to? Well, Senate Bill 1151, otherwise known as 1151. Oh, they're quite different. 1151 is completely different from 1151, of course. Most of you know that. Senate Bill 1151 would have, if she had not vetoed it, would have allowed. Now, that's a very important word. It would not have forced or mandated. It would have allowed public schools in the state of Arizona to post the Ten Commandments. Ten Commandments, the national anthem. No, I'm not making this up. This was part of the legislation. Senate Bill 1151 would have allowed public school teachers and employees to display or read excerpts from the national anthem, the Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. Constitution, the Mayflower Compact, speeches made by the Founding Fathers, the national motto, In God We Trust, and the Ten Commandments. Yeah. No, she vetoed this. The legislation would not have mandated any of those. It just would have given public schools permission, if they wanted to. Individual teachers, staff members could read from the Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. Constitution. We're not talking here about the Communist Manifesto or the Satanic Bible. Can I read the list to you again? The National Anthem, Pledge of Allegiance, the U.S. Constitution, the Mayflower Compact, speeches made by the founding fathers, the national motto, In God We Trust, and the Ten Commandments. The governor, Katie Hobbs, wrote in her veto message that she had, quote, serious concerns about the constitutionality of the legislation. So the governor of Arizona is saying the reading or the posting of the Constitution could be unconstitutional. Makes perfect sense to me that the posting of the Constitution could be declared unconstitutional. I believe someone about 15, 20 minutes ago was saying, in order to be a progressive leftist, you have to put your brain in neutral. You cannot use your brain. You can't. You have to completely ignore common sense. You can't use common sense. You can't use your brain. Well, then what do? Well, you listen to what the leftists tell you. You can't read from the Constitution. That's unconstitutional. But it's the Constitution. How can you know that the U.S. Constitution is unconstitutional if you don't read the Constitution? Well, just take our word for it. It's dangerous. The Mayflower Compact, speeches made by our founding fathers, the Pledge of Allegiance, In God We Trust, and yes, the Ten Commandments. We would not want children in public schools to be told, don't murder anybody. Tell the truth. Honor your father and your mother. We can't have kids ruined and destroyed by things like that. She actually wrote this. I have serious concerns about the constitutionality of this legislation and felt it was unnecessary. The organization that was kind of behind the legislation said, the legislation, and I quote, was intended to bring clarity, certainty, and uniformity to the laws of the state by answering several questions. Now, another law that she also vetoed was a law that said a woman is a woman and a man is a man. Well, oh my goodness, what a radical concept that is. Yeah, they were trying to put it into law in Arizona. Man is a man, a woman is a woman. Yeah. That was Senate Bill 1628. The bill about the Constitution, all that was 1151. The bill defining men and women was Senate Bill 1628, which said biological sex at birth determines your gender. Yeah. She also said, quote, I will not sign legislation that attacks Arizonans. Attack Arizonans? One of the Republican proponents of the Senate Bill 1628 said, SB 1628 was a common sense bill that expressed the simple truth. There are two sexes, male and female, and that there are good reasons to maintain certain single sex spaces. It would erase any confusion by statutorily defining sex and helping to secure the safety and well-being of women and girls with this clarity. Well, we can't have clarity. How many times have you and I talked about that? If you follow biblical principles, or we could even substitute natural principles, you have clarity. If you abandon those things and go to the left, you have nothing but chaos. Absolute chaos. So the governor of Arizona is protecting the students of Arizona from the Ten Commandments, the Constitution, the Mayflower Compact. Yeah. What a weird, wacky, crazy, and even evil world that we are living in. All right. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
It's about 9 minutes before the top of the hour. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM WRFD. Thank you for joining me. Well, here's another illustration that those who talk most about diversity, inclusion, love, practice it the least. Yeah. Another example. This time it is at Adrian College in Michigan. Small private liberal arts university in Michigan has invited Riley Gaines to be the keynote speaker at their May 5th graduation ceremony. Now, Riley Gaines is one of the top female swimmers in the world, or at least was. She was a champion NCAA swimmer. She has won numerous awards, has spoken all over the world. You would think that the university would be honored to have such a predominant athlete as Riley Gaines to be the commencement speaker. Well, the administration of the school believes that they are honored, but there are a whole bunch of students that are protesting. And this has not happened yet, but it would not surprise me whatsoever if Adrian College rescinds the invitation, changes their mind and say, oops, no, we've reconsidered Riley Gaines, and no, you cannot be our commencement speaker. Now, who is protesting Riley Gaines's speaking at the commencement? The Safe Place Student Organization. Now, what do we know about the Safe Place Student Organization at Adrian College? Well, they stand for inclusion. They stand for diversity. They want everyone on the campus of Adrian College to feel safe, wanted, included, regardless of your sexual orientation. It doesn't make any difference about your sexual orientation. You have a safe place at Adrian College, according to Safe Place. And again, they're all about inclusion, diversity, unless you happen to be a conservative. Now, If you are a conservative, there is no safe place for you. No. Not you. No, you're conservative. We don't want you here. Get off of campus. Well, wait a minute. We thought you were all about inclusion. We are. We thought you were all about diversity. We are. We thought you were all about providing a safe place for all people. We are. Well, unless you're conservative. The hypocrisy is just absolutely incredible. I'm quoting Safe Place, a pro-LGBTQIA+ student organization at the college, has launched a petition against Gaines's presence on campus and has already amassed over 1,600 signatures as of the end of last week. The petition reads, quote, "This decision is not only inappropriate, but also discredits the graduates who may be in alliance with or part of an LGBTQIA+ community." Signers argue that commencement should be, are you ready for this? Signers argue that commencement should be an inclusive event that celebrates everyone. Should be inclusive, and it should be an event that celebrates everyone. Unless, of course, you're a conservative. Now, I've looked and I cannot find one thing negative that Riley Gaines has said about lesbians, homosexuals, same-sex couples. The only thing she has done is said women's sports should be for women. We should not have men competing against girls. That's it. To my knowledge, she has been absolutely silent. And by the way, I don't think she has ever said there is no such thing as transgenderism. I don't think she has condemned transgenderism. All she has said is women should not be forced to compete against men. That's it. So we will see what happens. It's coming up May 5th. As of last week, they already had 1,600 signatures. I hope it doesn't happen, but it would not surprise me in the least if under intense pressure, the administration of Adrian College in Michigan buckles under, capitulates, and rescinds the invitation for Riley Gaines to speak. We'll see. We'll keep an eye on it. Top of the hour break. Much, much, much more. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.